Hey everybody, Jake here. Welcome to our first In Space Frankencast. If you are new, what the Frankencasts are is all the bloopers and tangents and cut stuff that I thought detracted from the episode, as opposed to all the bloopers and tangents and cut stuff that I do leave in. Well, I guess I don't leave in cut stuff. The point is, this is stuff that I took out but saved, and we're going to smash it all together into one about 30-minute episode. So there'll be some boss baby talk definitely in this one. I just picked some. Normally I do like the first however many episodes bloops gets me a half an hour, but this time I just did some random episodes, but I definitely made sure all the boss baby talk is on here. So you're welcome for that. And because I'm not coming back to say bye or anything, I will just get it out of the way right now. MorphinGrid.tumblr.com is our website. So it's AJakeandJosh.com. That's where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at MorphinGrid. We're on iTunes and Stitcher and Google Play and Podknife. And I guess people are saying Apple Podcasts now instead of iTunes. But I've been saying iTunes my entire podcasting life, so I'm just going to keep saying iTunes. But if you want to leave us a rating and review, that would be really great and super helpful, and it lets people find the show, and it makes us feel good just in general. Also, we are on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. If you donate as little as a dollar a month, and I mean that, you can donate a dollar, and we will be equally as grateful as if you donate $500. Well, if you donate $500 a month, I would be very grateful. Please nobody do that. I would also feel very bad. But if you donate a dollar a month, that just lets us know that you do support us, even if, like, you don't have a ton of means to do so. And that goes just as far as anything else. So patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh is the website again. We will be back next week. I think next week we're doing the Power Rangers, the movie 2017 commentary track. I haven't fully decided. I'm pretty sure that's next week. There will also be another Frankencast. I don't know if it will go up in the main feed or not, depending on how many episodes we have that we can do. If we fill up the amount that we need for the hiatus, then there will not be another one on the main feed, but there will definitely be one on Patreon for a dollar a month. That'll be a dollar gift to you. Just more garbage that just didn't make any sense, or is us literally not being able to speak properly, which is something that I think has become part of our hashtag brand. Anyway, thank you guys very much for listening. Thank you so much for everybody that came on the show this year. We didn't say it at the end of In Space Proper because we were exhausted. It was late. I was emotionally roller coastered from the I Am Spartacus scene, and it just kind of got away from us. But I want to thank everybody that came on the show. All of our guests were super great. And I want to thank everybody for listening. So thank you. You're the best. Anyway, here are some goofs and gapes and bloops, the bloopers that you've come to, you know, expect from us two idiots.
What a clunky.
This is weird.
What?
Both of these episodes, part one and part two, aired on February 6th.
Yeah, it's probably back to back. That never happens, though.
And then they took 2 weeks off.
Here's two episodes of In Space. We'll see you every other day for Terp.
Yeah,
we have chefed into Turbo for the last time.
I'm excited for next season when it's Go Galactic.
I'm really excited.
And
for
then after
four,
that,
Time Force.
No,
I don't know what light. I think Lightspeed Rescues is literally just like Lightspeed Rescue Go or something.
Let's rescue the light.
Let's get it
speedily,
quickly now.
Is he good?
Yeah.
Nice.
I was going to leave that off.
I was going to say, put that away so I don't hear that clicking the whole time. What's your snap effect?
Humans and koalas are the only things with unique fingerprints.
Oh, weird.
Why koalas?
It's all that chlamydia. I feel an attack coming on.
Like a baby attack? Do you need a bubba?
I might. No, so the way my sickness is manifesting right now, it's actually very fun. My eye will start watering, and that means, hey, you're about to sneeze or you need to blow your nose.
Well, now, just that you're talking about your eye watering is making my eyes water.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
If you could please cut that out.
I can't. I wish I could because it's annoying. But just like, hey, let's let this one eye dribble. Yesterday, when I was like in the throes of being sick, Tony came out. I was like, "Hey, feeling?" And I'm like, "Leaky, Leave me alone. They're just so... Why are they so big?
I don't know. Can you imagine if you punched you with that? We talked about that. That's why the five-knuckle shuffle hurts so bad.
Yeah, it's like a cannon.
It just, it just drops a cannonball at your noggin. Oh. So Breath of the Wild comes out tomorrow, and it's already one of the highest rated games of all time.
Oh yeah, Alan posted this thing earlier where it was like, everybody said it's perfect.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
I don't think I'm gonna like it that much. Like, I don't think I'm gonna dislike the game, but I don't think I'm gonna like, I don't think it's gonna be like the be-all end-all video game for me, because it's open world and I'm already a little hesitant about that. So
right. I don't know. I think it'll be fine.
I know I'm gonna like it and enjoy it, because it's a Zelda game. So of course I am. But I'm trying not to let the hype build it up too high.
Right. That's fair.
And I also don't know anything about it. Other than like the first E3 trailer, anything that we've talked about.
Right.
So that'll be fun to just like
discover new
discover
Zelda.
Discover a video game again.
Yeah. Yeah, because you didn't get that with Pokemon, that's for sure.
No.
All right. When you're ready.
Are we doing emails and whatnot?
I think we have a new review.
Okay.
If you want to
see if
that
I can
up
find
first.
It in the. Yeah. The excavate it out of the list. I tapped on search and Hard Reboot was in there because I just looked it up. That threw me for a loop because I'm used to it just being like a blank search screen. So how was your episode up today but not until tomorrow? What's up with that?
Because
you can get it now, but it comes out tomorrow.
Because when you post the feed, it says like whatever it when you like submit it, it just goes up. So somehow he scheduled the post, but not the feed. So like when he submitted the feed, the post was scheduled for Friday, but it was still in there because it was already in there, I guess.
Okay.
I don't know how RSS feeds work. I literally just go on that show and make jokes and then add some like filmmaking insight.
If we have a new one, it would be from 2017, right?
Probably.
If it's brand new, it should be at the bottom, because no one would have rated it helpful.
Well, it should be one above the bottom, and then Annie should be at the bottom.
You're correct. Nobody likes Annie's review, so it sinks to the bottom.
I liked it. I said yes, it was helpful.
Well, that's it. Everybody else thinks all the other ones are more helpful.
Weird. Which, by the way, I dislocated my shoulder this morning. It's a trick shoulder, so it does that sometimes. So I had to, like reverse engineer how my shoulder is not in its socket and then put it back in. And that was just like a fun adventure that I got to try this morning.
Cool.
I felt real cool when I got it back in. Now, normally when it comes out, it's just like a whoop and goes right back in.
Yeah.
It doesn't usually get stuck. But I felt like in movies where they're like, hold my shoulder, I gotta relocate it, and they do like a thing. I was like, yeah, this is not as cool as they make it look. Faith made it look real cool in the episode The Zeppo of Buffy, but
right.
In real life, it just kind of hurts a little bit. So, we're not sponsored by Tide. Can you imagine a
if
podcast?
If we were sponsored by Tide, we'd have to talk about Tide Pods for 5 minutes, which I think I could do.
I could. Okay.
Hey, Tide?
Not to get into Tide Pods. But when I moved into this apartment 2.5 years ago, I bought a case of Tide Pods. And I still have a couple from that first one.
I buy the bags.
I bought the big one, like the big like tub.
I should do that because I'm gonna use them all.
Yeah, that's cheaper per pod, I guess. But like they're getting a little wrinkly, and I'm just worried I'm gonna reach in one day and they're gonna pop on me because they've been in there for so long. They still work though. So anyway, thanks, Tide. Preach.
Thanks for the pods. Well, oh, if we did
Tide Podcast.
The Podcast.
Tide, get at us. You're leaving money on the table. We'll talk about your products and services. I remember once other Josh, speaking of other Josh, downloaded illegally, stole from the internet, the Hush episode of Buffy, which is the silent episode. There's no dialogue because everyone gets their voices taken. And the version he got was just the audio. Because you couldn't tell back then.
Right.
So after like 4 hours of downloading, and it was like a Winamp visualizer. Just like, that was it.
You remember getting songs, and like, I never did this, but you remember getting songs from like LimeWire and
or Kazaa.
Where like, this song was the song you were looking for, but like, it was definitely not by the artist that this person listed. How did this person get this? Did they put a CD in? Download the song. We're like, no, this art, they got the artist wrong and changed it.
Sorry, Island Records. I think this parody was Weird Al. No matter who did it, all parodies were Weird Al. Anyway,
any song by 38 Special was sung by Boston. Doesn't matter what you think.
Those are all real strange because I'm like, is there a convention?
I only know that one of the first one is. Onuma, the director.
Oh, Onuma?
Yeah, it's like an anagram of his name.
Okay.
Ominao is the first one. I don't know if all of them are like anagrams of staff names or if it's just, or if that one's just like an Easter egg.
That would be pretty neat.
Yeah.
That would be really, there's only two that are named the same thing. There's like Veet something and Veet something else, and they're in the top of the dueling spires, dueling mountains, and they are a pain in the butt.
I was thinking today, I'm like, I should climb to the top of those mountains. Like, it just struck me that, like, I can do that.
I was in the, like, lower Nakluta area and, like, wandered up there, and I was like, hey, a shrine. And then it was like, hey, you gotta go to the other one. And I was like, other one? It's like, there's a trick to them. And I was like, why? And there is a trick, and it took me, like, a little while to figure out.
That's been Zelda Corner here. That's been Zelda Corner.
Try to keep it to a Minzies. Let's no, Josh.
Look, it's been like 3 weeks. Maybe it's been 2 weeks.
It's been like a week and a half.
It's been 2 weeks. If you round it up, it's a long time.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Power Rangers, the game. The movie, the game.
The junior novelization.
It's made $117 million.
How much did it cost?
$100 million.
Ooh, so it made profit. Just a lot of empty theaters, I guess.
Yeah, a lot of that, like about half of that was the first weekend. And then it's been 3 weeks since then. So,
yeah.
And Boss Baby came out, so that
Was taking right all that now. Power Rangers money, going right into Boss Baby.
Boss Baby. When I went to see Power Rangers with my mom, there was a family of five that are like, "We'd like 5 tickets to go see Boss Baby, please." And I wanted to be like, "Don't."
You wouldn't like those tickets.
Don't do that. Because I found out. I don't know what word that was.
This isn't recorded. It is, but it doesn't count. It's fine.
I found out through some soul searching that I just like fucking hate DreamWorks, I guess.
They're not good.
Because they just keep putting out Minions and Despicable Me's, and now they're like, what if a baby had a suit?
And I don't get it. Is he like,
I don't know.
Is he like the head of a corporation?
Is he a CEO?
Or is he just like, he's the boss because he's the baby, so he thinks he like runs the house?
Or is he just the boss baby because he has a tie? What's going on?
Did you see the
is it Kevin Spacey? I'm gonna look at the Wikipedia page. Is Kevin Spacey the boss baby? Because
which did Kevin Spacey piss off recently that he's,
I don't know,
he's a talking cat and a boss baby?
Boss Abby.
What was I gonna say? Oh, did you see the D&D like alignment chart that added boss and baby to like evil and chaos or whatever and lawful? So like so there's like neutral boss or neutral baby.
And then boss baby.
And then boss baby is where those two overlap. Jesus. It's like chaotic baby.
Okay. I don't know who plays the baby. Okay.
Who is Boss Baby?
Who is Boss Baby? Oh, Alec Baldwin is Boss Baby. Alec, did you need that Boss Baby money? It's already made $200 million.
It's made more than Power Rangers already.
Oh, in a landslide.
It's just a fucking Boss Baby.
It's just a Boss Baby. That's it. It came out a week later, and it's already made
almost twice as much.
Almost twice as much. Here's the plot. Oh, no, never mind. This isn't a synopsis. This is the whole fucking plot.
The baby is the boss. That's the elevator pitch.
What? It's a boss. It's a baby. But that baby is the boss. And DreamWorks is like, put it out.
Yeah, make sure you give him that weird half smile.
Yeah. Make sure one of the toys is him in a diaper and like a shirt untied, like he had a long day at the office. Because I guess he goes to work because he's a boss baby? What? What is this even, DreamWorks? I mentioned Shrek. Remember when they just did a Shrek? There's so much here. This is the most detailed plot synopsis I've ever seen.
It's for Boss Baby.
It's for Boss Baby.
Somebody loves Boss Baby so much.
Some DreamWorks intern was told to make the best Boss Baby Wikipedia page.
Jesus.
Tobey Maguire is in this movie.
There is, I was zoning the toys last night. There's the Boss Baby.
Uh-huh.
He's your big hook.
Yeah.
But he also apparently has a forever puppy, which is a dog that's always a puppy, and the toy has its tongue sticking out. So
wait, does it?
We can file legal action for the tongue.
I think so. I think that's definitely there. When you say forever puppy.
Yes.
Does it say that?
Mm-hmm.
It
was something similar to that.
Gonna...
It's basically like this dog is always a puppy, so it is therefore called a forever puppy. Search Boss Baby Forever Puppy.
There's your sequel.
And then you're going to be getting so many ads for Boss Baby now. I hope that you're happy.
It's just Wikipedia, but they know.
Every time you search Boss Baby, they're like, put that in the ad bank.
His parents work for Puppy Co.
Jake loves Boss Baby.
Boss Baby's parents work for Puppy Co. Boss Baby couldn't even get his parents a job. They have to go work. Yep, forever puppy.
Yep.
They're making a dog that's a puppy forever. Hey, guys, when what? That dog dies, a puppy is dying. That's even worse.
Yes.
We talked about Boss Baby for so long.
We're 11 minutes into recording.
Oh, Christ.
It's been like a 6-minute Boss Baby extravaganza.
Jesus Christ on the moped. We got to get out of here. Okay.
Whenever you're ready to come back. I think you have enough to cut. It's time for a Zane Astronomer Watch.
A strange?
Nope.
Astronazane. It's too clunky.
It is very clunky.
Zane Astronomer is not better.
It's not, but it might be the most equal way to do it. Zastronazane. A strain.
What if we could just say astronomer? Put the H from Zeta there and nothing else.
Astronomer. Astronomane. Zastronomane.
Get your yucks out now.
I can't. They're going to come back.
Get them all out.
I'm feeling very yucky. Watch him take a monkey flip and land on his feet.
I'm going to tweet that video because it's insane. It's so insane that Ray Rowe stops the match to ask if that really happened. It's incredible. And then he did it again against somebody at Inspire. Was it Tempo?
It might have been Tempo. It might have also been Sami Callihan. He took a Canadian destroyer against Sami Callihan.
You know, do you know how you do a Canadian destroyer? You have to backflip.
Yeah?
Yeah, it looks like they're flipping. No. You have to backflip. Keith Lee's 300 pounds.
He also does moonsaults, and he can jump from in the ring to the outside without touching the ropes at all.
Without touching the ropes, totally clears it. He's a force of nature, and he's going to be your new favorite wrestler. Also, he's got a pair of trunks with Mewtwo on him.
Yep.
So
come on, guys.
Come on, guys.
You know what we're about here.
Anyway,
this is not a Keith Lee podcast, no. Although I'm sure we could do it. This is about Power Rangers.
That'd be the most specific, but also probably the most fun podcast to do. You want to later that? I don't know if it'll affect anything in the long run.
Hey, just stop. Trying.
I got kicked out of my Google account on my iTunes day before yesterday. 1 o'clock in the morning when I was trying to download the Ferris Wheel song.
Sure.
And it was like, what's your password? And I was like, it's this. And they're like, no, it's not. I was like, yes, it is. And they're like, no, it's not. Reset your password.
That happened to me too. I just made a new account.
I just reset my password, which is a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Because you have to, I have my phone attached to it. So it was like, I'm going to send your phone a message and that's going to be a number. You have to type in your password and then that number for it to work. Except the first five times it won't. It just won't for no reason. And I also had to do that again to re-sign in to iTunes on my iPod. And that's what it wants me to do, is to sign in there.
My original account I just can't get into because I couldn't get it to work. So I just made a new one.
I just didn't want to have to download my podcast again. So, so I was like, I'm just going to do this. God. But yeah, it was so weird. I don't know why it happened all of a sudden.
I don't, same thing happened to me.
So that's why it's like, hey, iCloud can't. I can't iCloud. Do you want to sign in again? I was like, no, I don't fucking use iCloud at all. Guy. Anyway, what was I talking about? So. I'm going to let them yell for a second.
Good timing.
I know them. This episode's amazing. Everybody shut up, please. Doing very important work here.
Talk about these space teens falling in love.
Space teens in love. Teens in love. That's the name of the show.
Loves teens.
Loves teens. Marvel's loves teens.
Apostrophe S.
Yes.
It's good. I think we got a winner.
Kids seem to like it.
I'm a Rocket Man.
Was that William Shatner doing Rocket Man?
Yes. I don't know the real one.
I know the tune. I don't know any of the words besides I'm a rocket man, and that's it. Like the next line is literally just in my head. I never like. I just can't learn those lyrics. I guess.
Got a rocket man mental block.
Yeah, I put up a wall. To protect me from the Rocket Man.
Keep out the Rocket Men. Rocketeers get by on a technicality.
Yeah, you're cool. Everybody else. Get the hell back. Cracked had a video about how all of Arnold Schwarzenegger's movies take place in the Terminator universe. That's pretty good.
Is that an After Hours?
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like it would be an After Hours.
Yeah, oh yeah. It's the only videos of theirs I really watch anymore because like the rest of them are like, why this thing you like is bad or why you shouldn't like this thing that you like.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, you can just let me like that thing.
Oh, I stopped reading the articles because a lot of them stopped being jokes.
Yeah.
They're like not fun anymore. So I was like, well.
That's a bummer.
You had a good run, Cracked.
Yeah. Yeah, there was like three videos in a row. And it might have been articles too. I didn't look at them. But
yeah, well, a lot of the articles are also like why these things are the worst, actually. Yeah.
And it's just like, why you shouldn't, or what was it? It was a movie. And I was like, why this movie's not as good as you think it is? And I was like, hey, maybe fuck off. Maybe let me decide how good I think the movie is. That's not for you, I don't think. Hey, you're a little more familiar with internet slang than I am.
Sure.
What does IIRC mean?
Is it preceded by anything? It's just one I?
IIRC.
If I remember correctly.
Okay.
If it's one eye, I don't know, but if it's two eyes.
That's. Irk! Internet slang is weird.
Yeah. It's just like. What if instead of the full words, we just put the first letters?
Yeah, like I get that you want to shorten it to save time and space, like a Doctor Who, but I read them as words and then I don't know what they mean. That's a me problem more than anything. I'm about to sneeze. Oh no, I feel a third one. Oh, false alarm. Touching up for a second. I'm a little lightheaded.
I was not ready to kill you, so I'm glad that you didn't sneeze a third time. You're not Jake.
Get him. My thoughts on Ninja Turtles: The Next Mutation. Number one, it's trash. It's very bad. And number two, I bet if you watched it all in one or two sittings, you would be like, no, there's something here.
They had something. They just didn't know what.
Yeah, because like watching the one episode.
Well, yeah, the something is that it's Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, exactly. And we figured out that the difference between a good Ninja Turtle show and a bad Ninja Turtle show.
Is Casey Jones.
Well, that's part of it. The major part is the pizza. If it's a regular pizza, like in the movies or in the new TV show, it's good. If it's a sardine and whipped cream pizza.
Oh, yeah. Gumball and gummy bear barbecue pizza.
It's bad Ninja Turtles. Bad pizza equals bad Ninja Turtles.
That tracks.
Sup, y'all, Jake. Jesus.
It's only 9:30.
I know. I've been up since. I didn't sleep a lot last night. I went to bed at midnight after finishing the edit.
Yeah.
I saw you talking to Biss. I was like, he might be up. I can have him put it up because Patreon was just like, yeah, I'm trying. I'm trying real hard. And
if the file is too big, it just will not publish it.
I put up bigger files. It was just like, I don't know why this one was just like, no, sorry for your hard work, but nah, buddy.
They busted Michael's tube and it's over. You can cut that. That's a big spoiler. Maybe I have to pause for a minute.
Why?
I scratched something on my neck and it's bleeding.
You bleeding? I got My Little Pony Band-Aids in the medicine cabinet.
A Band-Aid as much as I just kind of want to rinse it out. And stop. All right. All right. I'll be right back.
Okay.
You want to pause it?
Yeah. Ay, 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 ay.